here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
State bodies are to come under increased pressure to sell land to the Land Development Agency. That's according to Jack Horgan-Jones' lead story on the front of today's Irish Times. We're told that a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing on Thursday will also discuss the prospect of the agency building more private housing. The Irish Independent leads to the drop of 86,000 in the number of uninsured drivers on our roads over the past 2 years. It's thought that the introduction of a new database, which allows Gardaí to detect uninsured drivers during roadside checks within seconds, is responsible for the drop. The Irish Examiner runs with the picture and lead story on its front page about the estimated 200,000 people who gathered in St. Peter's Square yesterday to bid farewell to Pope Francis. The Irish Daily Mail runs with the warning which Eamon Ryan received a month before he was replaced as Environment Minister by Dara O'Brien in December, telling them that there is just a 10% chance we'll hit our offshore energy targets for 2030 by 2032, which could result in fines of up to €26 billion. A statement issued by the family of Jason Corbett about the Netflix documentary, which is due to air about his death next month, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Corbett family say that the documentary, which they participated in, highlights the absence of justice they received. The Irish Sun runs with the lead story about the refurbishment of a shed in Palmerston Park in Dartry in Dublin to turn it into a tea rooms at a cost of just under €700,000. The growing risk caused by climate change means that workers shouldn't be forced to work during extreme weather conditions and should be entitled to 4 days paid climate leave. That call from the trade union Unite receives coverage on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Being Monday, there's lots of sports coverage in today's papers. Meath's stunning defeat of Dublin during yesterday's Leinster senior football semi-final generates lots of excitement. Meathy does it is a headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star, although the paper gives priority to Liverpool's Premier League victory. Painting the town red is the headline there. Elsewhere this morning, Colm Keane has a story in the front of the Times about Irish citizen Nuria Zaidan, who says that she gets regular phone calls from police in China about her activism on behalf of the Uyghur community, which she is a member of. The Examiner has a story on its back page about how Daft.ie has said that they have added phrases commonly used in ads where landlords are seeking sex for rent to its prohibited list. These include phrases such as must be open-minded, must be up for having fun in the house and can negotiate. Eilish O'Regan has a piece in today's Independent about remarks made by Monaghan GP Dr. Aileen Brides at the IMO AGM in Killarney, in which she described how Professor Joe Duffy of RTE Radio sparked a rush of patients to attend doctors about the menopause in 2021. She says that she now sees about two or three patients a day about the menopause that she was not seeing 4 or 5 years ago. Also in today's Independent, there's a story about University of Galway researcher Joe Fenwick, who is deciphered the famous spiral carvings at the entrance to Newgrange, which he believes depict the annual cycle of the sun. This suggests that those who built Newgrange knew even more about the solar cycle than we ever realised. And finally, if you're prone to letting out the odd swear word, you might feel vindicated by a new study undertaken by the University of Amsterdam and Kiel University. The Star reports that the study tested if people who shouted out a swear word when opening a lid on a jam jar were able to complete the task more easily than those who undertook it without swearing. The finding was that those who cursed were more successful than those who used neutral language.
Sounds familiar. Fiona, thank you very much.